Welcome back here to Tell the Band to Go Home. My name is Jeff Robson, your host. You can check out the show at tellthebandtogohome.com, and I hope that you will. Lots of episodes up there, playlists, and all kinds of other stuff. And you can get in touch with me there, or you can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I love it when you do. And you can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here, pre-recording in my basement, also Jeff Robson. And I have this other show that I keep telling you about called Fly With Your Shadow. And I got kind of stuck in the weeds for a while. I couldn't quite get myself out. There's some guests that I've been chasing. One in particular that I've been chasing since Christmas time, who I really wanted to have on the show. I was like, if I'm going to do this show right, I got to have this person on the show. And I've been chasing this person ever since. And I thought I had it. Like last week, I thought I had it. Finally, after months and months of back and forth, I thought last week we were going to talk. And then I was like, oh God, it didn't happen. So I'm giving up. I'm giving up on some of the bucket list guests if they come through. Oh well. But in the meantime, I'm just going to talk to my friends because I miss my friends and they're really interesting people. And I kicked that off the other day with a great chat with my friend Joe Nolan. Now, Joe is just such an interesting guy. He's a deep thinker. He's someone who feels all the feels, and he manages to put it all into his songs in such a beautiful, succinct, like, tactile way. Like his songs are just ones that I can see and I can feel and I can get lost in, and they just work magnificently for me. And having spent a bunch of time with Joe over the years, I got to know him fairly well, and I think we have similar personalities in a lot of ways, and so it's always fun to talk to him. So if you haven't heard that one, check out flywithyourshadow.com or pull it up on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts, really. And we had a great chat about kind of his life and story up till now. But it was funny when I was talking to him about half hour in, I went, oh, well, I guess this is going to be a pretty short chat. I thought we were winding it up. And then we just talked and talked and talked. The episode itself is over an hour, and I still had to cut a bunch of stuff just to make it not super long. So I saved some of the best stuff for you right here, right now. Joe's got a new record that he just announced the other day called Scrapper. And, he's going to tell us all about that and how to get it and why he's releasing it the way he is and all that stuff in just a couple of minutes. But first, I thought we'd go back to, a real transformative, kind of a breakthrough, kind of a record for him, called Crybaby. We talked a lot about that on Fly With Your Shadow. And here's one from that great record on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I've been to the country, I've been through all the towns. If you're lucky, I will let you one more time beat me down. And everyone knows that I drink too much. It's okay, I felt a thing or two and been on the other side of love. Dead ends and damaged hearts, old friends and beat up guitars. I don't know nothing about being a star except falling blue for you. I let you in my heart and you let me inside. We took that night apart and you did surgery on my life. but I'm tired of that kind of love. Dead ends and damaged hearts, old friends and beat up guitars. I don't know nothing about being a star except falling blue, falling blue for you, for you.
So you just the other day announced this new record. What can you tell me about it, what it's called, and when it's supposed to come out? And is it another sharp turn, or what does it sound like?
It's a sharp turn for sure. Yeah, it's definitely different than Drifters, different than Crybaby. But it's me. It's called Scrapper. And I won't really go into that title. I think the album can speak for itself. It's kind of it's kind of a story of the underdog. And someone who's not afraid of getting in there and getting their hands dirty, and it's not going to be pretty all the time. But it's, I'll say this now, but I think it's the strongest musical offering I'll have put out to this day. I'm really, really proud of it. It was recorded. The whole thing was recorded live off the floor, just a trio, myself, drums and bass, with Scott Franchuk in Edmonton in September. And then I kind of learned how to engineer and record myself, and I did all the overdub stuff over the next few months just in my apartment. And then we mixed it for a month, just through Zoom, which actually worked pretty good. And we got mastered about a month ago, and it's all new songs. I don't think there's any old songs on there, so it's all new material. And I'm really proud of it. I can't wait to share it. I think I'm the most proud of it, of anything I put out. Yeah.
So and when do we get to hear this?
My original plan, what I wanted to do was have it ready a lot earlier, and just kind of do what I'm going to try and do is sort of do it the old school way. And if people want to hear it right now, they can, but they have to buy the physical copy. Because it's not going to come out on Spotify until October.
You know, I love this. I love that when people do this.
Well, I know.
I had this conversation last year with Brian McMillan from Kennedy Road. They had put out this record, and I was dying to hear this record, and I couldn't find it anywhere online, and I was so frustrated that I had to go and order the record. And then I talked to him, and I was, and it was not even really intentional that they had done that, but they sold a ton of records because you couldn't hear it anywhere else.
Exactly.
And yeah. And it just makes so much sense to me. Like, why would you give it away at the same time as you're trying to sell it first? So sell the thing for a few months and then give it away on the stupid streams. It's just,
exactly.
I don't know why more people don't do this, but I'm glad you're doing that.
That's sort of my, was my thoughts behind it. I, you know, whether there's 10 people that pre-order it or whatever, that's great. You know, I just think, man, even when I was, I mean, I never was in the vinyl days, but I used to have to get my mom to take me to Walmart, or I'd have to get buddies to, you know, burn me a CD, and I'd pay them $6 for this, like, and I just thought I couldn't get it soon enough. I couldn't wait. And the only way I could get it was to buy it and put it on. And I just think, you know, I hope artists, you know, I don't have the profile large enough to sort of make a wave, but I hope artists with, you know, with sort of a bigger pull, maybe start taking this approach. And I understand, I honestly don't want to put it out online at all, but I know I have to.
Yeah. There's certain benefits to it, right? Like, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot in the long run by not doing it. But at the same time, like I said, wait, there's no rush. The other thing I think is when people, there's a couple of things that happen to me as a music fan. And that is, like, when I actually spend my 20 or 30 bucks on the record, I feel like I've invested more into it. So I have to give it more of a chance. I have to listen to the whole thing.
Right.
And, and I spend more time with it and I care a little bit more about it. But the other thing is when I pre-order something, there's an anticipation there that's different than if I just know it's going to be on Spotify at a certain date.
Yeah.
Right. So I've given you the money and I'm waiting for this thing to show up in the mail. There's a certain excitement that comes with that you can't replicate when you're just going to hear it on Spotify the day it's released.
Absolutely. And also, you know, for someone like me, I just feel like, oh, man, if you just release it and it's out and it's out on Spotify, and you know what? Everybody's going to, you'll get a few. Your charts will boom on that day for a couple of days. And then you're just, and then you know what? It's forgotten about in a week.
Because the next one comes out and it's the same thing for somebody else.
It's just like, oh my God. So for people who are, you know, sort of in similar position to me where, you know, we're still trying to build our career and get more exposure. And it's really hard to wrap your head around what is the right approach these days. And you need to play the game, but you also need to try to sell records. Like, oh my God, it's hard, man.
But it's so important. Like, you need to be able to earn an income. There's not, like, people always feel ashamed by, like, I need to make money.
Yeah, I know.
And there's a certain amount of guilt in that, right? Like, I need you to give me your money, but that's how the world works. Like, we all have jobs because we need money. This just happens to be your job, and I don't want you doing something else because this is what you should be doing.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. I mean, you've always, you know, I've always dug, you've helped me out in a lot of ways, and I appreciate it, man. You're a true music guy, and it's I wish there was more people like you around, man.
There are. We're just maybe a little harder to find, but
yeah.
So you still haven't given me any kind of a date.
Well, for the new record, well, it's provisionally going to be released on October 15th, you know, digitally, but it's at the manufacturers right now, so I'm going to roll out pre-orders tomorrow. And they'll be mailed out as soon as we get them, like four to six, 8 weeks kind of thing. So So yeah, I'm really excited, man. And I always try to make records that way, where people are going to receive them and put them on and take in the full experience and hopefully dig into it. So.
Yeah, there's so much of a shift to the singles world and the,
Oh, for
digital
sure.
EPs and all that stuff. And there's a certain amount of sense to that. But I think for a lot of us, having that album and that knowing that you put thought into making this collection the way that it is, that's exciting for me. And that's something that I look forward to way more than the next digital single or the next digital EP, which even I'll probably forget about,
Yeah, and I believe there's people out there that still appreciate that.
When the summer ends and the leaves turn and the snowflakes fall, will the fire inside you still burn? Will the voice still call? Will it keep you up at night? Maybe we just didn't get our timing right. Had a falling off after falling in to love's cruel game. We were young in the springtime when we fell just like rain into each other's eyes. But maybe we just can get our time in. To see the world, for such a pretty world it is. As I myself, I watched a girl become a woman. We both saw love was blind, but maybe we just couldn't get it right this time. Things they don't change. I make my rounds. I go out there and I hear your name in the echoing sounds. Neath a lonely street light, maybe we just didn't get our time in. I ain't saying words like love. I don't say much these days. All the things I was thinking of, I can't use to explain. Guess I couldn't decide. Maybe we just didn't get our time. Find another kind of lover. I hope they know just how precious and special you are, gentle like a rose. When you let them inside, maybe we just didn't get our time. As I lie down in my bed, a restless feeling on my mind, what life would be like if we never met, never did try. forever is a long time. Maybe we just didn't get it right this time. So if you ever come back this way, if you ever still think of me, maybe I have found the words to say what you mean to me. For now, farewell, goodbye. Maybe someday still we'll get our timing right.
That's Sean Burns there, along with Lost Country, and I think we'll talk to Sean on the next episode of Fly With Your Shadow. He's a fascinating guy, that Sean. I had to talk to him for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm just like, what are you doing? He's got this Northern Report podcast. He decides to start up a podcast, and he's dropping episodes like three a day or something like that. Like it's just there. You can't keep up. There's so many of them, but they're great. So if you haven't yet, look up the Northern Report podcast. It's on YouTube and all the other places where he chats with all kinds of great country music singers. And they're pretty fascinating conversations. So I wanted to know, like, are you trying to make me look bad? Or cause I had not put out an episode for 4 weeks. It was a month and he's putting out like four a day. So I wanted to know about that. And just sort of his, transformation. I think once he came to Winnipeg, it seems like everything really started to click for that guy. So we talked about that and, kind of the story behind that song, I suppose. His professional drinking career, which sounds like it was a pretty impressive career. Like he had it down, but not so much anymore. It turned his back on it. And we'll find out more about that, I think, on the next episode of Fly With Your Shadow, unless I find something else and decide to hold on to it for some reason. But that's the plan anyway. And then hopefully we'll keep going with that show and get more out there. Flywithyourshadow.com. You can find the episodes there. Heard a couple from Joe before that. And good God, I think that guy is just a brilliant songwriter and a great guy. We heard maybe we didn't get our timing right from Drifters. That song just, oh, it gets me. Oh, I know tomorrow is Bob Dylan's 800th birthday or something like that. Nobody's told him that he's done yet. And I suppose that song owes a bit to Bob Dylan, I would think. That for me is every bit as good as the best Bob Dylan song I've ever heard. I think it's remarkable. Great stuff. And before we chatted, we heard Dead Ends and Damaged Hearts. Check out Joe Nolan on Bandcamp, joenolan1.bandcamp.com, to pre-order, Scrapper. It's available on limited edition pink vinyl. It's not cheap, but it's worth it. It'll be great. And you can go to joenolanmusic.com. Don't go to joenolan.com. That's another guy. I don't know who that guy is. You got to go to Joe Nolan Music. Anyway, holy crap, look at the time. So I've just been thinking, you know, as the restrictions ramp up, so many other places are loosening up and concerts are happening and life is going on. And Manitoba is just in the middle of a shitstorm that... it's almost as if you wish that you could have seen it coming, which I think everybody did except for the government of Manitoba. So things are pretty bad, on the COVID front, and, all of our hope and optimism for the summer has basically been washed away. And just, it's been so long and we got other things weighing on our souls. It's a hard friggin' time, man. It's just, sometimes it's hard to get up and put your shoes on and figure out a reason to go and whatever. And so I wanted to play a few songs of kind of hope and optimism and strength for any of you that are having a hard time with this absolute mess of a world right now. We got to stick together and love and support each other, or there's just no way we're going to make it through this thing. And, I think making it through this thing is a pretty good idea. I think we should definitely try to do that. So let's stick together, listen to some good music, remember that people love you, and just keep pushing on.
Three in the morning, the midst of a full moon. Feelings were crazy. The wages of sin is trouble again, but still our actions rang true. She said, you hear so many stories, but the fool's lost out on the road, drifting from town to town and from young to old. I guess a rambler is hard to hang on to, but love is hard to hold. Push on, push on, push on, you weary soul. If trouble, or trouble has got you. There's only one thing you can do, or love or money, see it through. Push on, push on, push on.
I said, if I'd known it was gonna come to this, wrote down every word I said. I'd have memorized it most carefully and practiced in my head. But if you're going to follow your own path, to come out right, you get down on the street, you better come up tight. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight.
Push on, push on, push on, you are a soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. For love or money, see it through. Push on, push on. Palm trees at midnight, searching for the one true love, trying to find a star in this night city sky, like looking for love in the whorehouse, brother. If you're going to follow your own path, to come out right when you get down. You said that love was an answer, some love to fight. I love to feel alright. Push on, push on, push on, you ever soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one.
To the other side of the town, I've pay the taxes fair and lend an ear, dry the tear of a friend who's down. And I know you're afraid of falling flat. And I know whose walls are up against your back. And I know there are those who'd see a crack, but I know that you're stronger than that.
Men, and they all walk right through me. And I walked through them, and I cast my mind back. And I cannot believe that I'm one of the lucky ones. You happen to see me through. Got trouble on the main line. See me through. The scales fall from my eyes. See me through. Darling, darling, darling. Now where are the statues? Colossal and bronze. Stood at the gates of our great love and kept watching. Now over the hills, over the horizon, somebody's army advances, and I have faith in you, darling. Even when I question our chances, got trouble on the main. See me through. The scales fall from my eyes. See me through. Darling, darling, darling. See me through. Lonesome and torn, with a blackberry blackness, but a sweetness and thorns. And I cast my mind back on the love that we made, and I need to believe it. There's some kind of plan. With all this pain, it's getting harder to see it. Trouble on the main line. See me through. The scales fall from my eyes. See me through. Darling, darling, darling. See me through.
Money and to listen to their lies. I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned his dream around. I gotta go by what he told me, try to tell the truth. Killing farmers, blowing up schools full of children, fighting communism. I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned his dream around. I gotta go by what he told me, try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down.
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 Don't let the bastards.
Yes, sir. Chris Christopherson and the Border Lords there with the classic Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. I don't care who the bastards are, whether they're, you know, bad people or bad government or COVID or illness that you're facing, whatever troubles you have, you got to try to see the good in life. We need you. You've worked too hard to give up now. So keep pushing. Because you have value, and it's important that we help each other out. Email your friends, call your friends. Can't go see them, but you can email jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com if you're having a hard time. Believe me, I know. Believe me, I know. And part of what I love about doing Fly With Your Shadow, it's good to talk to other people who are having a hard time too. It's awesome. We heard Josh Ritter in there with a song called See Me Through. That was a great song from his Bringing in the Darlings EP. We heard Kim Ritchie in there with Strength in You from Glimmer, Bahamas, Stronger Than That, and Willie P. Bennett with the great classic Push On. That's all we can do. Let's try to have a few more positive numbers here. We'll rock out a bit maybe at the end. But I gotta throw this one in there. It's another song that maybe you'll hate, but I absolutely love. It's from our old friend, another guy who's been to the house, Jay Sparrow.
Ain't changed in years. There's something new starting here. Yeah.
that pain. That's a heartbreaker we gotta change. And there's still some life left in these old.
We're strong. I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past. I've got no new tricks, yeah, my pump breaks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a plain black marker, started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better because we're not dead yet. A battering, but I've got thicker skin, and the best people I know are looking out for me. So I'm taking the high road. My engine's running high and fine. May I always see the road rising up to meet me, and my enemies defeated in a mirror behind. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a plain black marker, started running. Because we're not dead yet. It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your sums. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple ground.
And hopefully we won't be for a long time. Thanks for being here, everybody. Stay strong. I love you, and I hope that you can make it through this mess. Just do what you got to do. That's Frank Turner, In and Us Off, Northcote before that, and Jay Sparrow. Thanks for being here. Check out telebandagohome.com, and hopefully we'll see you again on this show and on Fly With Your Shadow.